We're live at EXT. Kelly Page has dropped by. Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Good. We've just been introduced to you. I'd like you to tell me a little bit about what drives you to become a musician.
So for me, it's really pretty simple. I used to listen to music when I was feeling down, and that was a lot of my childhood. It was a little unsettled, and music was always kind of my safe place. And this one thing that I could always do that made me feel like I was going to be okay. I realized that I wanted to do that for other people. I want to be someone else's safe place. I want someone to listen to my songs and go, you know what, I feel much better now.
What songs were you listening to?
Oh, gosh, back in middle school, it's like some of the stuff is kind of embarrassing, but...
Those are the best ones, aren't they?
I really loved Good Charlotte when I was in middle school, but the first songs that I ever learned on the guitar were probably the same as a lot of people, Tom Petty, and I just fell in love with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and all of his songs had this really powerful message of not giving up or, like, not getting down and just all this stuff that I felt like I really needed. So Tom Petty was a big one, and then kind of random, I saw the movie Coal Miner's Daughter and got really into Loretta Lynn. She is just one of the most inspiring singer-songwriters of all time. She was singing about birth control and divorce and all of these really controversial subjects for the 60s, and she was just speaking the truth as far as she was concerned. So she was like this incredible feminist without even realizing it. Those were my main two.
And then the sound that I've heard from you is kind of takes me back to like 60s soul. Those ladies of the late 60s, very earthy, very gritty. Where do you get that from?
Well, Loretta Lynn was 60s era. Mm-hmm. Also, Patsy Cline, I was a huge fan of, and she was very pop for a country artist back then. And so I think just like the doo-wop kind of influence that you hear comes a little bit from there. But then also just as I got older, I lived in a lot of different places, including London. And in London, everybody was obsessed with Amy Winehouse, and I got really into her. And she used all those throwback sounds, and I just kind of fell in love with that whole era all over again once I was in college. Well, right after I dropped out of college to join a band in London. Yeah, so it was...
Let's get this straight now.
Yeah, never finished college, but I wouldn't trade that experience for anything. Just getting into Mark Ronson's kind of production style, and that sort of nostalgia, I think, still exists for a lot of people. Like, everyone loves the old stuff, and there aren't a lot of people doing it, so...
We're live at EXT. Kelly Page is here. Now, Kelly, are people going to be able to find a record from you?
Hopefully.
Yeah? No,
oh,
seriously.
Yeah, so I have an EP that's finished. I say we, my producer and I, we wrote and recorded this thing together, and we're going to release it hopefully this winter. It keeps getting pushed back because of other things. There are so many things that go into releasing a record properly, and we really want to do it right. So it's taking a little longer than planned.
So where can people find you so they can keep tabs on when it does come out?
The best place to keep tabs on me is social media, like Instagram and Twitter. And then at kellypagemusic.com. Twitter and Instagram are where you are going to find out like the most recent updates.
What would you like to say about Get You Down?
Well, I wrote it in the back of a cab when I was on my way to a friend's dinner party. It was just like a big girls' night. My girlfriends and I had been talking a lot about different issues, either with work or with relationships. And I just saw all of these incredible women that were just so down about their situations, and it always ended up having to do with either a boss or some sort of patriarchal figure or like a boyfriend. And so I really just wanted to write something to make them feel okay about their situations, and something that would just be a little bit of an anthem to keep you going in hard times.
Live at EXT, Kelly Page.
This is Get You Down. Don't let a man 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 get you down. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about something my mama said. She told me don't worry about the little voices in my head. You're not crazy, nobody's baby. And if anybody dare try to tell you different, you could send a little message from me. She said, don't let a man get you down. Don't let a man get you down. Down.
I've been dreaming about that life they sold to me. White pearls and a picket fence, everything looks pretty in pink. They told me it's a man's world, so girl, you better listen to me. But I'd rather wear a noose than a string of pearls. You can't tell me who to be. Now I'm there. Try to tell you different, you could tell them all to go to hell. Don't let a man get you down. Hey.
This is Kelly Page, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
This is No One Else Like You. I only miss you when it's raining, or if the sun shines, or when it's cold out, or in the summertime. When the leaves fall, I nearly lose my mind, 'cause I know that you were born to be mine. And I can't help the way I fall in love. It's something supernatural, and you might be afraid. Babe, I think you're magical. There's nobody else for me. There's no one else like you. You got that da 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 da. You got that boom boom. There's nobody else for me. There's no one else like you. No one else for me. 'Cause there's no one. I know you like to keep me waiting, but baby, I don't mind. Already stole my heart, so you can have my time. No one compares, believe me, I have tried. Now I know that you are one of a kind. And I can't help it if they're not enough. It's more than just the physical, and you can call it crazy, but I'm in love. So baby, let's get physical. There's nobody else for me. There's no one else like you. You got that da 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 da. You got that boom boom. There's nobody else for me. There's no one else like you. No one else for me. 'Cause there's no one else like you. You know I'm always gonna be around to pick you up, or I can hold you down. I'll always find a way to make you smile. There's nobody else for me, and I'm the only one for you. You got the da 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 da. You got.
That's No One Else Like You. We're live at EXT with Kelly Page. Page with an I in there, P-A-I-G-E.
Yes, the I is key.
Yes, to find you. We have to find you. Yeah. This is wonderful stuff. Thank you so much for playing here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You have some videos, right? A video for Get You Down?
I do. I have a lyric video out for Get You Down that I'm super excited about, because it kind of touches on almost every issue that's important to me. It focuses on the women's rights movement and the gay rights movement. We took this old footage from, I think they were like instructional videos of how to act like a lady or how to be a woman. And it's stuff that's like very offensive in retrospect. But so we kind of juxtaposed this old footage with these really powerful clips from women's rights marches and the pride parade and all this wonderful, exciting stuff. And I love the way it all kind of ended up telling this story. I don't know. It's just a very liberating thing to kind of put out into the universe.
Tell me about your song, right? You mentioned how you wrote the song Get You Down in a taxi cab on your way to a party.
Yep, in the back.
How do songs just start coming out of you whenever and you sort of have to make it happen?
Yeah. You know, I think most writers, whether you're a songwriter or a novelist or whatever, I think writing is a very impulsive thing. There's the craft side of it where you try to study the people that have gone before you and learn how to do it properly. But I think for most of us, it's impulsive. Like you have something that you have to get out and it can come in the most random forms. Like I've dreamt songs, written them in the back of a taxi or, you know, just home alone at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll think of something. Like you have to get it out as soon as it comes. It's a very weird experience.
Have you ever been out in like a group of people, friends, and just had to stop whatever is going on and write a song
or
at least part of it?
Yeah. And that's like the most embarrassing thing because I could be at a party and then all of a sudden I'll be in the corner like mumbling some sort of melody into my little record app on my iPhone and then that'll turn into No One Else Like You. You never really know when it's going to happen. I love it.
We're live at EXT. Kelly Page is here. And we talked a little bit about the fact that you're going to have something coming out for everybody to get soon. Let's remind folks again how to find you.
KellyPageMusic.com or at KellyPageMusic on Twitter and Instagram and SoundCloud. Basically every social media outlet out there is at KellyPageMusic for me.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. What would you like to say about Black and Blue?
Black and Blue. Oh, man. So that is my most recent song. Like I wrote it 3 weeks ago. I think every songwriter has this where it's like your newest song is always your favorite. But that one, it was just so personal. Like I ran into an ex that I hadn't seen or spoken to in almost 4 years. I went into it thinking, you know what, this is going to be fine. We're going to be friends now and everything's just going to be okay. And no, that's not what happened at all. At first, he was like very rude to me. And then we ended up like making out and it was just very confusing. And I was like, how did I end up here again? And then I just sort of realized that some people are just going to stick with you forever. And no matter how emotionally damaging you thought it was, like there's always just going to be a piece of you that loves that person. And you're just going to have to find a way to live with it. So I wrote a song about it. That's how I'm living with it. This is called Black and Blue.
They say it's easiest to hurt the ones you love. I guess that means I just loved you too much. You let me go, I guess you had to do it. But I know you loved me once. I've got the scars to prove it. Black and blue. Till it stops, it only beats for you. My heart beats black and blue. It's easier sometimes to run away. So I took off, tried to forget your name. I let you go, I guess I had to do it. Oh, and there's no getting over you, there's only getting through it. Black and blue. But till it stops, it only beats for you. My heart beats black and blue. How many times will we go around before we put our armor down and let love win? Until you're black. Till it stops, it only beats for you. My heart beats black and blue.
I'm Kelly Page. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.